everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are thrilled today to be here to be talking about the best of Hallmark 2019. We are talking about pre-Christmas, way back. Do you remember, guys? way back in October. And before that, for 2019 non-Christmas Hallmark, this is our top 10 lists, and I'm film critic Rachel Wagner. I'm here, and I'm joined by a great panel. We have co-host Caroline is here.
Hey.
And we have a special guest from across the pond. So exciting. Michelle Benson is here.
Yay.
Hi.
Yes. How have you been?
So good. Really good.
Good. How have you felt all about how Hallmark has, how did you feel about their year in general? And did you enjoy the Christmas season?
I did enjoy the Christmas season. I thought it was really strong. Uh-huh. I felt like it was kind of more strong across the board as opposed to the previous year. Like Hallmark in general this year, I was a bit really disappointed with Fall Harvest, obviously.
Yeah.
That is one of my favourites. But yeah, it was really strong, like Winterfest. I found something, like each part of the year, I found something that I really liked. So I guess I could say it was pretty strong for me across the board.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like especially spring was super strong, was really the height of Hallmark. And they were just go everything. There was a movie every week and everything was going great. And then we had the countdown to summer and there was some chinks in the armor there. And then June Brides started to have problems. And I don't know, I just feel like they started off really strong. And then there was just so many scheduling problems and and issues and movies dropped. And like you said, Fall Harvest was a disaster. And and then so, I don't know, interesting here. And so in making my top 10 list, I have to say I only have one movie from Hallmark Movies Mysteries.
Oh, me too.
Me too. So,
oops. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in 2020 as obviously they had a bit of a, they were scrambling a bit because of, you know, what happened with Lori and Garage Sale Mysteries and everything. And I personally thought that the Chronicle Mysteries was a pretty big miss. So I think
I didn't see that one.
That was part of it. So I'm really excited to see what we have in our lists. And I think that could be very different. So it's going to be interesting to see what everybody picks. So if you're listening, you have to let us know what you think of our picks and also what your top 10 lists are. So all right, well, let's just dive in. Let's get started. So my number 10 is actually Roman Love. I thought that this was a new story we hadn't really seen before of this, you know, woman getting this part in a classic film remake, going over to Rome. I mean, I thought it was so much better than the Christmas in Rome.
Oh, definitely.
And even just using Rome and also certain sequences from the movie, Roman Holiday, which I love. And I thought that the characters, Peter Porte's character and Tagliarici's character, were both well written, well done, interesting characters that had arcs. And I thought the dynamic between Tagliarici's character and her sister was very well done. And I definitely related to it because I have much younger siblings that I've, you know, spent a lot of time kind of parenting in my own way, I guess. And so I connected with that dynamic of sacrificing for your family. I really enjoyed it. I think their chemistry maybe wasn't 100% perfect, but I still thought it was good enough and everything else was really, really good in it. So it ended up at number 10 for me.
I like that movie too. It was in my, it was number 11 for me.
Okay. Close cut.
Yes.
Close cut. Did you get to see that one, Michelle?
Yeah, then it'll probably come up again.
Oh, yes. All right. So, Caroline, what's your number 10?
True Love Blooms.
Yes.
Sarah Rue and Jordan Bridges. I love their chemistry and the supporting characters. I love the wrong girl was hilarious. Yes. And I love the springtime, and Sarah Rue's just adorable, and Jordan Bridges like is great too. And I love the story of like they didn't save the garden, the community gardens, like they had to move it. So I like that it wasn't so like perfect. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very good choice. You'll see that coming up as well for me. Oh. So very good. Michelle, what do you have at number 10?
Okay, well, I'm going to get my controversial pick out of the way right away.
All right.
So my number 10 is In the Key of Love, which I know wasn't well loved on the podcast. And I looked at a lot of the reviews as well, just on Twitter and stuff, and it wasn't very well received. And it's one of those strange ones where I really liked it, but I also can't defend it. Like, I can see all of the faults. I can see why people didn't like it as much. It was just really lovely to me. I just really loved the cast. I really liked the town, the mayor. And of course it had Andrea Brooks, which kind of shoots it right up to for me. I actually got to meet her at a convention this year, last year. And got to have a wee chat with her about it. So that kind of, I don't know, I just kind of have a wee bit of a soft spot for it. So yeah, In the Key of Love.
Very good. Andrea's the best. We definitely agree with you there. She's delightful. And Laura, I've gotten to interview since, and she's lovely. And so, I can understand, we all have those Hallmark movies that we just turn on and just enjoy. So
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
I do. I get it. And it was beautiful, beautiful setting for sure.
Yeah, I love the town. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. My number 9, I had to go with Winter Love Story. I almost always enjoy the Winterfest movies quite a bit, and this one I liked the whole dynamic of these two authors down this little like road trip, and he's sort of the fantasy guy, and they're sort of back and forth. Also like the dynamic with her mother, who is also was a writer, and so kind of her dynamic there. I loved Bungie is my favorite dog to ever exist. She was so cute. This was an enjoyable one. I thought the banter was nice between them and Kevin McGarry and Jen Lilly. And I mean, it was such an amazing year for Jen Lilly. In life and on Hallmark Channel. So she's practically the only thing left, I feel like, is for her to get a mystery show at this point. she has just about everything else as far as Hallmark's concerned. So we gotta find
that, that would be interesting to see her in a mystery series, because she's so cute. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I think it would be interesting. Maybe get her and Kevin McGarry.
There you go.
On a mystery show. I mean, the man doesn't make enough movies as it is. We've got to get him in more.
Easy schedule for Kevin.
Yeah. That one had to make my number 9. What about you, Caroline? What's your number 9?
Well, that one is on my list, but number 9 is Just Add Romance with Link McFarlane and Megan. Is it Fahey? Is that how you say it?
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's how you say it.
They're so cute, and the early kiss in the movie I was a big fan of, and I just love Link McFarlane, and so it had to make my list.
Did you get to see that one, Michelle?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Come up again.
I don't think are going to be that different after all.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, people, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Yeah, I loved that one too. In fact, that one is my number 8. because I loved the little date that they went on.
Yes.
It was so good. Oh, I wish that every Hallmark movie had a cute little date. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite. And oh, just, there was a lot of time with just them like holding hands, or that whole scene in the elevator was the
yes.
best.
I love that scene.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be up there in my, my favorite scenes of the whole year on mm-hmm. Hallmark. And it was a surprise because it was mid season.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you're kind of not expecting it to be much. And then I was like, oh, this is really good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It was just really tight. The script was tight. There wasn't a lot of time wasted on, on anything. It was just clipped along really well. Like, they could have done some of the stuff with the show within the movie a little bit better. Obviously, it's not super realistic to what a show like that would be, but also usually those shows aren't filmed live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're filmed and then aired later. But whatever, it was fine. I like Debs Howard as one of the other mm-hmm. contestants. She's so cute.
Yeah, I love her.
I also liked his boss was crazy. You're just like, what is wrong with you? Like, why would you fire him right now?
And the other contestants on the show, they were kind of it was like about the romance and everything. They were like, this is not right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, on any show, they would be moving the cameras along. They would be following them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It still worked. I was able to suspend my disbelief enough.
Yes. Yes.
So... all right. What's your number 8, Michelle? I mean, Caroline.
Winter Love Story.
Nice. So we got a
swap. Winter Love Story is my number 9.
Sorry, Michelle, we skipped you.
No, it's okay.
Let's go back.
I pretty much agreed with everything.
Oh, I apologize. I skipped you.
No, not at all.
So what do you like about Winter Love Story?
Pretty much agree with everything you said. I thought the road trip element was really fun. Uh-huh. I thought the bantering, like the writing and the dialogue was great. And Kevin McGarry's good to look at. I mean, I don't really, yeah. Even his like Christmas movie this year, I wasn't a huge fan of, but I could watch him in anything. So
yeah
well, I really loved it.
And Bungie, right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
He needs to be in more Hallmark movies.
Yeah. So I totally
I think it was a fantasy novelist.
So yours was Winter Love Story was 9 for you, Michelle. Right?
9, yeah.
Yes. And then it was
for me.
8 for you, and Just Had Romance was 9 for you.
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting all confused because I had Winter Love Story at 9 and Just Had Romance at 8. So now Caroline, what's your number 8? Winter Love Story. Okay. Michelle, what's your number 8? So you get a double header because I messed it up. Sorry.
Fine. Our number 8 is Mystery 101.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah, the first one.
Okay.
That was last year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year. I know. It feels like a million so years ago.
Too long. I was actually looking at all the new mysteries because I wanted to put a mystery on here. And I really did like this one. I feel like I'm in a weird place because a lot, when I came into Hallmark, a lot of the series or the mystery series were kind of ongoing, and I felt weird kind of jumping in the middle. I like watching things in order. So this one, because I'm not really familiar with a lot of them, but this one I really liked. The leads were really strong. I thought the mysteries were, I'm terrible at figuring out mysteries, so these shows are so fun for me because I never know what's going to happen. I'm just like, okay, fine. Yeah, it was a really strong start, and when I compared it to the other mysteries that launched this year, I thought this was far and away the best.
Well, and also it goes to a pretty dark place, like that she's in that car, I mean, held up, like, and nobody knows that she's there. And so I thought that they did a pretty good job with tension. I mean, obviously it's the first of a series, so we know she's not really going to die. But nevertheless, for what they had as options, I thought they did a pretty good job. The carnage was pretty... pretty intense in that one. I mean, people dropping like flies.
I think that's why I liked it. It's kind of more in tone with a lot of the other kind of procedurals that I watch.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones, like Picture Perfect Mystery, which I really liked, but it had kind of a more kind of quirky vibe to it.
Yeah.
Well, this was kind of more in line with the stuff I already watch.
I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, okay, good. All right. So my number 7, we can get back on track after I messed it up. my number 7 is Love, Romance, and Chocolate. I liked the whole setting in Bruges, and I liked, there was a little bit of soapiness to me between the love triangle between Will Kemp and then the other guy, which I enjoyed. It was just over the top enough to be fun for me. And you got all the sexy chocolate tempering scenes, which I'm a big fan of. And I like chocolate. And I mean, I thought this was a billion times better than the Yes, I Do, which also had chocolate tempering. I mean, I don't know. I liked Will Kemp. I liked that, like I said, the love triangle and all the chocolates. And then when they go into the sophisticated chocolate place, like that was, I don't know, just funny to me. And Brittany Bristow as this European was fun. And I don't know, I enjoyed it. I thought it was cute. So
that was my number 12.
Oh, okay. So, I know some people thought it was boring, but I liked it.
Lacey's chemistry, their chemistry together, Will Kemp and Lacey together, was one of my favorite, chemistry wise for Lacey, for Hallmark.
Me too. So. I mean, I liked it again a billion times better than Christmas in Rome. So
definitely. Yeah.
It gets the edge on Lacey making your going to Europe this year. But Caroline, what do you have at 7?
Mystery 101.
Oh, your favorite too, huh?
Yeah. I love Chris and Jill together. Like, their chemistry is out of the park. And I like the mystery was intense. And I didn't know who did it at first. So it was I like that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in the Hallmark mysteries, I know pretty early on who did it. I could tell. But that one, I really didn't know. So I like that.
Yeah. It was pretty good. I mean, there was a lot of red herrings in that one. So that helped, I think, a lot. So very good. All right. Michelle, what do you have at 7?
I have One Winter Proposal.
Ah, very good. What do you like about that?
It was one of the kind of that, I think it was maybe the third or fourth kind of sequel that I'd seen, and I was left kind of disappointed with a lot of the sequels, and this was the first one that I'd watched where it kind of knocked out the park. Everything was great. It felt like the relationships had really evolved, and it wasn't a restart. It just felt like a continuation. Both couples are fantastic. And I thought the proposal was probably the best I've seen on Hallmark of the hundreds of movies I've seen at this point.
Yeah. I would
you
be,
very rarely get a proposal, but this one was just so much better than anything I'd seen.
I would be surprised if this didn't make almost anybody's top 10, any Hallmarkie. I feel like everybody's going to have this on their list, right? Am I right? It's so good. Oh, yeah, good pick.
It's really good.
All right. Well, my number six was a big surprise. Came out of nowhere. It wasn't even on the preview show. And this was Sister of the Bride. I did on the podcast about it. About like half of us liked it, half of us didn't. So this is not one with your proposal in that regard. But I've really liked all of the movies that Becca Tobin has made for Hallmark. So she just does it for me, I guess. But I really enjoyed this whole dynamic of them being a couple from the very beginning. I thought that was a unique twist. And like them faced with a realistic problem of they have to decide like which one of their careers they're going to prioritize. And neither of them wants the other person to compromise. But you have to, that's the whole point of being a couple, is you have to take each other's dreams and make one united dream. And I thought that that was a well explored as well as you can in these kind of movies. And I liked it. And I thought that Michael Gross was just right with the line of likability. I mean, he really pushed it, but it's Michael Gross. And so it worked for me as her dad, and him being, you know, kind of difficult, and the whole, you know, 4th of July thing in the summer and planning the summer wedding, and then ended up being her wedding. I don't know. I really enjoyed that. And like I said, it was something different that we typically don't get to see from Hallmark. So it made number six for me. So, Caroline, what is your number six?
Love, Fall in Order.
Ah.
With Aaron Cahill and Trevor Donovan. Uh-huh. Maybe because it was the only fall movie we got, it was that much better. But I love Aaron Cahill, and Trevor is easy on my eyes too. And I just love the fallness and the festival, and they're both lawyers. I like that. So that it was neat.
Yeah, that one did it scratched the itch for fall harvest that we all had.
Yeah.
That was good. And of course it had Jackson Shaw, so that was fun.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was filmed in Utah, which of course is fun for me. And also I think it was really cute. It was a fun movie. It was a close cut for me. So I can see why it made your list. It was extremely fall. It's like they went overboard to compensate for the lack of fall.
Yeah.
In every other movie. Like
they knew we weren't going to have a lot of fall.
They even had the pumpkins and stuff on the judges bench. I remember that. That's so funny. it's a good movie. All right, Michelle, what is your number six?
It is Love on the Menu.
Oh, yeah. I like that one too.
I just felt it was a really simple premise, and it felt like something we've probably seen before, but I felt like the cast and the writing had really elevated it for me. And it just really stuck with me. It's one that I just have kept on my TV, and I'll definitely go back to. I'm a big fan of Autumn Reeser. I just feel like there's something really authentic in every kind of Hallmark thing that she takes on. Christmas Under the Stars for me this year was just, I loved it so much. So everything that she's in, I've really liked so far.
And they had good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I like that too. That was pretty high for me also. And the whole plotline with his daughter is bonkers, but other than that, I think it was really cute. I enjoyed it too. Did you like that? I guess we're gonna find out on your list, but I felt like that in All Summer Long were both had similar plots. With also with Autumn.
Yeah.
Just kind of interesting. I guess she wasn't the chef in that one though, at least. Well, I guess she wasn't the chef in the other one either. I forget.
Yeah. She fell in love with chefs on both movies.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I guess that's her thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Her thing for 2019. I guess, except for Jesse, he was just a businessman.
Yeah, that Love on the Menu was in my top 15. Like, I love Kevin Smith and Autumn. Like, I didn't think they would be like as cute together as they were. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just because all I've seen with Kevin is like Pascal and Kevin together.
Right.
So it felt weird at first that it wasn't her, but then I loved them together. So I thought it was a cute movie.
Yeah, me too. I also made my top 15. So good pick. All right. So next, let's see here. We're in our top five. Very exciting. Yay. My number five is Forever in My Heart. And I don't know, this is one that I have to admit, I watched and I'm like, that's it. That's a really solid romantic comedy. I don't really understand finding much flaw in this. I don't know. I've never been to Ireland, but I thought that that it had some nice scenery and nice, you know, sense of place. With Ireland, and I mean, I don't know about Jack Turner's accent, I guess, but it seemed fine to me, and I thought they had a nice chemistry, and it was a classic story, and I liked the side characters, her friends, and the other guy. Yeah, I mean, it was just standard to me. It was just as far as that kind of dynamic. And you know, they realized that they had different goals and they separated, and I don't know, I was fine with it, that part of it, and I don't know, I just thought it was a really nice little romantic comedy in Ireland. So yeah. Being from that over there across the pond, Michelle,
it's actually my number four.
Oh, good. So you feel like they did a pretty good job.
They did.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Okay.
And it's my number five.
Ah, yes. What did you like about it, Caroline?
I love that it was in Ireland and Merritt Patterson, like. She's a dark horse, I think, in Hallmark Land. Like, all of her movies, except for the Wedding March movies, I have loved.
Yeah.
So, like, I think she could hold her ground in Hallmark Land. And Jack Turner, I mean, how can you not like him? And I just thought it was really cute. It was a good movie to transition, you know, wise, like, in the seasons, I think. So...
It's true. And yeah, you're right about Merritt Patterson. She kind of is kind of hit. Like, The Christmas Cottage, I really like. I think that one's way underrated.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, really good. So, Michelle, what is your number five then? If we know your four.
Number five is Roman Love.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I really, really loved it. Yeah, for all the reasons that you had kind of said. And I thought Italia is such a great fit for Hallmark. I haven't seen her new one, which I'm a bit nervous about because I haven't seen the best kind of reactions to it. But I think regardless of that, I think she's just a really great fit. She's got a really good energy. Mm-hmm. I love the kind of sister bond.
Yeah.
The Roman Holiday vibes to it as well. And I think for me, this was kind of my year of discovering Peter Forte. I know I'm obsessed. Well, yeah, I'd never really seen him and things before, but yeah, this was pretty much everything he's done, you know, the last year or so I've just been obsessed with.
He is very charming. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's so charming.
Yeah, very good. Cool. Good pick. All right. Well, my number four is True Love Blooms. And I feel like I've been kind of championing this movie all year on the podcast. But I don't know. I just thought that it was such a delightful film. I loved Marta, as we all know. She was hilarious. And I just loved that whole thing of the minimalist design. And she's like, it's like a little table in the center of the room. And it's just like a pole in the middle of the table. It's just like a, I don't even know what you call it. It's just like a thing. And that made me laugh a lot. And every time that he would get a new plant and she would see it, she'd be like, what is that?
That was so funny. She'd get mad.
Yeah. He's like, leave my plants alone. But he's ruining her aesthetic. And I don't know. I just loved that. I thought it was so funny. And then I also appreciated, like you said, that Caroline, that she did lose the garden, at least mm-hmm. for like a half a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was some loss, and and he didn't really, like, he changed, but not in the sense that, like, I don't know, it was just a different portrayal of a businessman, of like somebody who falls in love with the hometown girl, but he figures out a new solution.
Yeah, because didn't they move it to the rooftop of the building?
Yeah. And I liked that a lot. Like, it was like you had to suspend disbelief a little bit, but I still really enjoyed it. And I thought a really cute solution. And I really liked the near kiss in that movie. I thought was done very well. And also the ending was really nice and swoon worthy. So I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good in it. So Caroline, have you said your four?
No. No.
Okay. What's your number four?
One Winter Proposal.
Ah.
I just love their story, like both couple storylines, and at first I admit I wasn't a big Taylor Cole fan, but because of the One Winter movies, I really do like her.
Yeah, I know. I've come around on her as well, because I didn't think she was the best, but I loved what's it called, the Falling for You.
Yes.
Loved that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the One Winter movies have been so good, so I'm with you there. For sure. And so good pick. And you have Forever My Heart at four, right?
Five. Sorry.
So, right. You have that at four, right, Michelle?
I do, yeah.
So what did you like about Forever in My Heart?
The different setting. I mean, I feel like we just kind of repetitively see the same things over and over. When you see a kind of fresh setting, it's kind of always kind of lifts your spirits as you're kind of watching it. But I loved it. Obviously my dad's family's from Ireland, so having the Irish connection, it was kind of nice to watch that. I'm not familiar with Marit Patterson, because I kind of looked a lot of her movies, and I'm not a huge fan of the Royal movies. There's a lot of them that I like and I don't like, and I don't really know what ones to go for, so I've kind of not seen it in much. I definitely have to resolve that. But I really like Jack Turner's accent. I like that he kind of went for a softer Irish accent as opposed to something really strong, which can go horribly bad. I really like that he'd gone for a kind of more softer accent. But overall, I just really, really loved it.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's good to hear, because sometimes when you're close to something, it can feel like cloying or patronizing or just be too inaccurate. But in this case, it sounds like they did a fun job and you enjoyed it. That's good to hear. All right, we're in the top three. It's very exciting. So my number three is One Winter Proposal.
Oh.
And this was one for a long time, but I did love it so much. I loved the development of both couples. I would have probably put it at number two if we'd gotten a kiss between Ricky and Bernard and Dushane. Was in between their characters. That felt a little lame to me that we just got the near kiss with them. But yeah, the proposal was so good. I absolutely loved it. They even pull out the Christina Perry song. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the Twilight song.
Yeah, it was so good. And I felt like for the most part, the conflict between Jack Turner and Taylor Cole's characters felt pretty legitimate. I mean, there was sort of the weird subplot of the owner of the snowboard company's like wife. So they like that part was weird, but whatever. I still really enjoyed it. And yeah, the highlight was that proposal was so good. So I loved it. And so, Caroline, what's your number three?
Sister of the Bride.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so yeah, we really were divided as a podcast because Amy and Lisa didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you and I liked it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
I love Becca Tobin. Like, I want her in more Hallmark movies. Like, all of her movies I have, like, they've been in my, like, top list and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I just think she's cute. And Ryan Rotman, I mean, he's adorable too. So I just thought it, and I love, like you said earlier about them, like they both had to choose between like what their career and like love, like their love and everything. And I liked how they had to like really think about it. And it wasn't like a rash decision, and they both wanted each other to succeed.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think so too. And it felt like they neither was sort of expected to just give up band and everything.
Yeah, and like personal life, I want a 4th of July wedding, and so I love that part too.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. Cool, good. All right, Michelle, what's your number three?
My number three is The Last Bridesmaid.
Okay, yeah, good. I'm glad. Yeah, that was a good
one.
I
just got an obsession with Paul Campbell. I really love Paul.
Yeah.
Nina Wiseman's writing is always on point for me. I just felt like there's a lot of real honest conversations happening, which I don't always get, which I guess for some people might be a bit of a downer, but for me, it just really worked.
Yeah.
And Rachel Boston is absolutely delightful. Good chemistry with her and Paul. Yeah, it was a real winner for me.
Yeah, that was a good one. That made my top 20.
I was going to say, that made my top 15. Like, I love that one. But, yeah, it was really cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good choice. They made the most epic wedding video in the history of
everything,
so. All right. Well, my number two is my Hallmark Movies and Mysteries entry. And it is Witness to Murder, a Darrow mystery. I don't even honestly remember the mystery that much. I don't even, but I just love this series. I love the banter between Tom Cavanaugh and Kimberly Williams Aisley. I love Wendy Malick. She's great as in her role. I love Lala Fitzgerald as the daughter. I love the fact that they kissed. It was so good.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, this is another one where I watched it and just think, okay, like what could, it's not perfect, but for what it's trying to be, it kind of is, you know, if you're looking at something for what it's trying to be, this executes it as well as you could do. I mean, what else could you do? And I just think it was great. I loved all the banter about dating and them working on kind of the same side. for it. And you know, I think I like this one, the series. I mean, I love the cast, but I think I like the series even better than the others, because I think I just like courtroom dramas better than mysteries. And this is basically a courtroom drama, and this, in this case, involving Wendy Malick's character and her past and getting to know a little bit more about that. That was interesting, and I, you know, enjoyed that. And you had some growth in the relationship between between a mother and daughter there, and then also with Lila's character. I can't remember anyone's names in these movies.
Is it? But, Is it Lou?
Lou is Lila's character.
Claire is
Kimberly.
Kimberly, and
I have no Wendy. Idea.
Wendy is character.
Joanna.
Joanna, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you got to see some of Joanna's backstory, and you know, through the course of this trial, and I liked that. And Tom Cavanaugh is the cutest ever. So I like that, and I just really enjoyed it. So, yeah,
it made my catch up with these. I haven't seen any.
Oh, you haven't seen any of them, huh?
I haven't seen any. No, oh, I didn't actually. I was watching The Flash, and I knew that he kept having to go off The Flash, like take a couple episodes off, and I was always like, why is he like not in these episodes? And it's like he was off filming some other thing that he's done. And I had no idea that Darrow had been going on for so long.
So, yeah. You're in for a treat, because I think it's a very well done series.
I like it too. Like that was in my top 20. Like, so I love Kimberly Williams Paisley.
And yeah,
they're just so cute.
It was really.
Yeah, there
good.
Are a couple on The Flash as well.
Oh, they are. She's in The Flash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's
I didn't know that either.
Recurring role. Yeah,
he's a bad guy, isn't he, isn't he?
He's a kind of good and bad guy. He plays a different character every season.
Oh, okay.
And I love that her Ashley plays his love interest in the Snow movies.
Oh yeah,
I think that's cute too.
Yeah, I guess he's just good work with the Paisley
sisters.
I mean, and of course he's in Trading Christmas, which is my favorite of all time. So, so Caroline, what's your number two?
This is my, I guess, controversial pick, I guess, just because like I love her and it's a summer romance with Aaron and Ryan.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And I know people didn't love it, but maybe just because it's Aaron in it, I liked it, but I just thought it was cute, and little Ava was in the movie too, Ava Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought it was cute. A good summer movie.
That movie had, well, it's almost a fall movie. It was hardly summer at all. And I do have to say, let's talk a little bit about these titles. Come on, Hallmark. We can do better than a summer romance, a winter love story.
Yeah.
Come on. That's like the title that you put on your... You put on your manuscript when you're just writing and you don't have a title. You write a winter love story.
and they had better names at the beginning, like when they released them, you know, for like, I think Aaron's was called like Dude Ranch or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Keep Dude Ranch.
I agree. Dude Ranch romance. I guess that sounds too... Dude Ranch, it sounds too manly, but come on. Anything's better than a summer romance. Come on. But I actually enjoyed summer romance as well. I like it better personally when Aaron is allowed to be funny.
Yeah, definitely.
I think she has a cute sense of humor and cute laugh. And I feel like When It Calls the Heart almost never takes advantage of that.
Yeah. She does do funny scenes well. Facial expressions are pretty good.
Yeah, and I like her little giggle, and I just think that she's fun with that dynamic, and it's hardly ever used. I mean, the story of this was very pedestrian. It was very, you know, run of the mill. We've seen it, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's fine. And if it's executed well, and I think it was, and that had it was nice to see Sarah Strange.
Yeah.
That is also, she's fun. And
what's his face was in it too. He was also in Garage Sale.
Kevin O'Grady.
Yeah. So it was nice to see those two together after what happened with Lori and everything. Uh-huh. It was nice to see them working together.
Yeah. And also she was pretty flirty with him, which was fun. Mm-hmm. Like those mm-hmm. little like camping scenes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was cute. And it was a mountain lion, how she was picking it on him with about the mountain lion.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was cute. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it as well. I liked it. What about you, Michelle? Did you get to see this one?
I did, yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right.
I think it was in my top 20.
It's actually my 20th in my ranking. So yeah, I enjoyed it. Michelle, what do you have at number 2?
I have Just Add Romance.
Oh,
yeah. Anybody that knows me knows my obsession with Luke McFarlane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just makes everything great for me. I mean, the reality show aspect of it was absolutely ridiculous. And there was a lot of just like holes in that. You kind of have to, as you say, like suspend your disbelief with that stuff. But for me, I just wasn't bothered with it. Anything looks in, I'm just happy.
Yeah. And didn't you love that date that they go on?
Oh, so good. Yeah.
It was so good. So good. More dates, Hallmark, please.
Yeah,
please.
Best. Okay, well, very good. That's a good choice. All right. My number one choice, I think Caroline and I do have the same one.
Yeah.
My favorite was Love to the Rescue. I think this is
same.
Oh, all three of us. Yay. It was the best of the year. It just was.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was the best Hallmark made all year.
Definitely.
Christmas, everything. I think that not only do you have great chemistry, but you have a story that is very simple, but it works. And I liked her relationship with her ex-husband. I thought that mm-hmm. was so well done. Mm. The kids were great. I watched it when I was very upset, and it was just the thing. So personally, it meant a lot to me. I don't know. I'll let each of us talk about it. I won't steal all the show. But Caroline, what did you love about it?
Like you said, I love the relationship with the ex-husband. Like, it was handled very maturely, I think.
Yeah.
And like for the kid, like for the daughter, I forget her name, Michaela's character. Uh-huh. I thought that was handled well. And the dog was adorable, and how they had to share the dog. And their chemistry, Michael and Nikki's chemistry, was so cute. And I love the kids planning trying to get them together enough. Uh-huh. I thought that was cute. And her job was an interesting job for like a lady in Hallmark. True. And I thought that was refreshing. She wasn't a teacher or anything. I like that her job.
Yeah. It was really felt like it was about grown-ups that mm-hmm. that were falling in love, and there wasn't any kind of pettiness or and I loved that he was like super excited about, what was it that he did, like freeway management or something.
Yeah.
Like that. He was like, that's my passion in life. That was funny to me. That was good. But it was housing management, I think.
Yeah, housing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. What did you love about it, Michelle?
I just loved the writing. It just felt like a lot of the Hallmark that sometimes it just feels like that it's adults, but the conversations feel very juvenile.
Yeah.
Well, this mm-hmm. just felt like this was adults, like speaking like adults. And again, the divorced couple aspect of it was really great. I feel like Hallmark has been doing that a lot. Kind of. Uh-huh. Was it the Trisha Helfer movie had that as well?
Yeah.
The Christmas movie that she did. So I really like that they've kind of tried to kind of include those kind of things in their movies. I was just blown away by the writing. I feel like this is, if a friend asked me to recommend a Hallmark movie, this would be the one I would recommend.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I do have to mention that So neither of us, none of us had the movie event of the year. Modeled with Love, which is probably a little surprising. which is, it's interesting. I have it at 12 in my ranking. I thought it was cute. I liked it, but I don't know. Maybe it was just overhyped. It was weird.
Yeah, I think
it was at the Bethany one, Bethany Joy Lands one.
I think Joy Lands.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody was going to have it, it was going to be me. I'm kind of a sucker for the One Tree Hill cast, but even for me, it was a bit kind of low down for me.
Yeah, I mean, the spring was so strong that
you had it at 15.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would not recommend that they do that kind of campaign again. It was just too weird. I didn't like it. And then another strong one that I know was very popular was Flip That Romance, which none of us had. I have that at 11.
I really like that one too.
That was cute. And then I have Love Takes Flight at 15, which was another one with Nikki and was cute. And that Hall of Fame for the
I was a bit disappointed with that one. I don't know what I was expecting. I don't know. I feel like I was expecting something kind of epic.
Yeah, it was pretty simple. I can see that. But yeah, I had Mystery 101 Dead Talk was my favorite of Mystery 101 at 18. And I'm probably the only person in the world who has the Emma Fielding More Bitter Than Death as my 19, because
I haven't seen that yet.
I thought that movie was bonkers in all the right ways and I enjoyed it. I also have All Summer Long at 17. I guess I thought that one was pretty good with Brendan Elliott and Autumn together. Is there any others that you think were kind of popular that for the year that we didn't talk about, or do you think we covered everything pretty good?
A lot of people love the crossword mysteries, but
yeah, I have that at number 11. Yeah.
Oh, that's the your number 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people did really enjoy those. I don't know. I just feel like they haven't successfully figured out how to involve Lacey's character in the stories.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not quite working for me.
It feels like it would have been a really great one-off. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the other ones yet, so I'm like nervous to watch them, because I'm like, how do you put a mystery and a crossword puzzle like every single movie?
Yeah, I got the first one I did like, but the second and the third, like it felt like it was a bigger stretch for her to be involved.
I'm trying to think if there's anything.
I have Aurora Tea Garden in my top 20.
Uh-huh.
I just love Candace Cameron Bure and the mist, like they're silly mysteries, you know, that they don't take themselves seriously like some of the other ones do. Mm-hmm. And Niall Matters in them, and he's one of my top Hallmark hunks. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, the one problem that Aurora Tea Garden had is I think every single one of their plots had been recently done.
Yeah, that is
by
true.
One of the other shows. And so it felt a little derivative, whether that was by mistake or what, but that was definitely a thing. I mean, I would say the biggest disappointment for me was probably the Chronicle Mysteries. I'm just not a big fan of that series for the year, and probably my least favorite. I mean, Love in the Sun, I didn't care for the acting.
I've got that right at the bottom. Yeah.
Very weird. One of my favorite.
I think my least favorite was Love Unleashed, just because I just couldn't handle how stupid the characters were written. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Everybody would know that that's a business. You're running a business. Like, it was just too dumb. I couldn't deal with it. So that is probably my least favorite, even though the puppies are cute.
I have like Love in the Sun and that one, and Ruby Herring, the first Ruby Herring.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like all the bottoms are pretty much the same. Yeah.
Yeah,
and Snow Coming I had at the bottom as well.
That's what I was just gonna say, Snow Coming.
Yeah.
And I also was not a big fan of the final Valentine in the Vineyard.
Oh no. That was a disappointment.
Yeah.
The whole series was a disappointment because I thought they would have great chemistry and stuff, but the story wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. Also, the Easter movie was a miss.
Oh yes.
Yeah. That one is low. I just, all the Easter stuff was completely unnecessary to the plot. Like, they didn't even do anything kind of fun with it, mm-hmm. anything whimsical with the Easter parts. And then just the whole, like, designing this bizarre chocolate, like, egg thing. Like, what? I don't know. They just need to try again. That one did not work for me, as much as I love Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the main disappointments. Pretty much everything else was fine. I was disappointed.
I was a bit disappointed with Winter Castle.
Winter Castle. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought, when you say the name Winter Castle, you think a lot bigger than what they were able to accomplish.
Uh-huh.
But, I did like the cast, so it's kind of in the middle for me.
Yeah, that was a middle for me.
Same. I was disappointed in the Good Witch movie this year. I think it could have been way better. I don't know. It didn't work very well. I think that pretty much covers everything. I think I was hoping that maybe A Brush with Love would be a little better. Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Gary Kemble.
Yeah, I really like that one.
I wanted that one to be a little better. I do appreciate that it was fun for the Haley Dean for the proposal.
Yeah, that was good.
And I think the dynamic between Viv Lee Cock and Kelly Martin is nice. I thought that it was much better than the previous years.
Yeah, I like the 2019 movies better than the 2018.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah. For sure, because I mean, it was just so obvious the whole time. It was Chad Lowe was gonna, you know, I don't know.
Definitely.
So yeah. I like it way better. I think that covers basically all of the movies. So let us know what you think. What were your favorite? What your top 10 of the year are? We'd love to hear that. We had a lot in common, which was fun. I don't know if I was anticipating that, but there are some pretty fun movies. And maybe what didn't work for you, let us know that as well. And Michelle, where can people follow you on social media and fun stuff?
You can follow me on Twitter at MichelleB882. And then on Letterboxd, it's just my full name, Michelle Benson.
Great. And Caroline, where can people find you?
You can follow me at Twitter at MitaCarolineR.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. I'm going to be covering Oscars and all kinds of fun stuff coming up. And Sundance is also coming up. So check that out. And then make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media and iTunes, YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We sure appreciate that as well. We also have our patron group, which is really fun. And we have our merch store, which has I Survived Countdown to Christmas merchandise. So check that out by artist Jessica Miller. It's really cute. So thanks again, Michelle, especially for coming from across the pond. And it was really fun. This was great.
No problem.
And we will have to talk again soon. So happy New Year, everybody.
Bye.
Happy New Year.